Well, I actually went to a bunch of other camps as well, I guess that you would call normal camps, and had great experiences at them as well. You know, and I have a lot of friends that went to those camps, but, you know, not to brag or anything or to put down those other camps, I think Rising Sun is a really a different type of experience. You know, to start off, it's a camp that you could only go to for most campers only go 1 year, and then a few campers are go back a second year, and that's the most you can actually go there. The other thing is it's a scholarship camp, so no one actually pays to go to the camp, and there's an admissions process that where you have to go through several interviews. And it's also an international camp. There's two camps. There's a boys camp and a girls camp. Each has 60 campers, and about half the campers are from the United States, and the other half are from around the world. And it's a very intense 7 week experience to put together 60 campers that have been really hand selected from around the world together in Red Hook and in Clinton, and follow a very, very ancient kind of 80-year-old tradition that really is a great experience for everyone. So I know you hear camp, and we all think of those great experiences we had in summer. This was really a very different type of experience.
Are there any particular memories that stand out in your mind?
I mean, there's so many. It's a very, very different thing. It's you know, you wake up in the morning, and, you know, the first thing you do is instruction. And you spend the morning just sort of, you know, really being challenged in lots of different types of activities that, you know, stimulate the mind and the body. And then the second half of the day is construction, where you actually are doing something physical that has either an artistic impression left on the camp or an actual structural impression left on the camp. So I don't know, it's definitely a very, very different experience than I was ever sort of presented with.
So on Sunday afternoon, you'll be speaking with a bunch of other alumni of the camp in an effort to raise money and save the camp. Are there any that you've connected with later in life or other people there that you've met professionally and said, hey, you know, I went there too?
There is only 60 campers a year, but I've remained friends with many of the campers from my year when I was 16 years old. I'm still in touch with the camper from Greece. I'm still in touch with the camper from Turkey. Every time I go to England, I see the camper from England. There's a lot of guys in New York that I remain in touch with. And I think that's because of the intensity of the experience. And it's just an amazing little gem that's, you know, in the backyard of Rhinebeck that a lot of people don't know is happening up in Dutchess County. And I think kind of what happened is when we decided to open up a girls camp, which was completely the right thing to do, the endowment that existed for the camp really couldn't afford it. And we've slowly sort of it slowly has drained over the years, and now we're kind of in trouble because there's a lot of people thinking about moving the camp and leaving Dutchess County, and I think that was behind sort of getting the community involved up there, because it's this great neighbor, I think, that Rhinebeck has. It's only used 2 months out of the year, and it's also doing amazing work, which is bringing kids from around the world to find common ground, to share their culture, share their religious background, share their cultural background. And I definitely left the camp with this realization that, you know, there's not that much difference between me and a 16-year-old boy from Egypt, or a 16-year-old boy from New Mexico, or a 16-year-old boy from Chile, or a 16-year-old boy from Greece. I mean, in fact, my two best friends were the Greek camper and the Turkish camper, which are, you know, have a long feuding history, those two countries, and they're all still in touch as well. So, you know, Freddie, who started the camp 80 years ago, definitely that was his mission, was to sort of bring together people in this beautiful piece of land in Red Hook, New York, and then have them go out into the world and do special things. And there's just many ambassadors and many really interesting people that have that perspective who've gone on to careers with that knowledge. And I think that's what makes it a special place.